Call the Capital Investment Committee meeting. Representative Stang, you're here to present your recommendations from the Higher Education Finance Committee. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, oh, we do have members. So,
where two or three are gathered together, we have a committee.
Good enough for me. This is the ranking. Hopefully, I think members would have a copy of the rankings that the Higher Education Finance Committee puts together, including the, we basically worked out for the recommendations that MinSCU presented to us and the University of Minnesota presented to us, which was similar to or essentially the same testimony that they gave to this committee last week. We also spent a great deal of time in committee going over these projects. We had several meetings outstate, and I myself toured almost every one of these projects to get a better idea of the projects and the needs. So, Mr. Chair, this is the rankings as we've put forward. As you can see, there is a separate column for system rank, and then there is a column for the rank as our committee saw forth. The first nine rankings were the same as what MinSCU had put forward. I'll start with the MinSCU list. With two changes within Lake Superior, we adjusted the number. We decreased it to 8.3. We felt that, that $2 million off of this would focus the addition on classrooms and less on the student service portion. The same is true for the Inver Hills project. Number nine was originally roughly over 5.5 and down to 4.5, having them focus their addition on classrooms and remodeling the classrooms but not on their student services, focusing our projects on classrooms, laboratories, science labs, that type of item is what the committee saw forth. As you can see, then we go down. There's been some reshuffling within the rankings of projects as originally recommended by the by MinSCU. The other significant change comes on item number, rank number 14 on line 17, is the Riverland, the science lab renovation. We recommended the Austin campus and not the Albert Lee campus. We saw a greater need in Austin. We felt that the Albert Lee project was one that probably could wait, or the MinSCU could maybe possibly use some system-wide lab money in the future to take care of that project, which saved approximately $1 million on their ranking. The other one is on line 27, item number 24, the Central Lakes Community College, Community and Technical College. We recommended the heavy equipment addition, but not the music addition. Again, we just saw a greater need with the heavy equipment portion and thought the music part could wait. Mr. Chair, that is it for the MinSCU. The only other item that we have is on line 38, we do have the Bemidji Hockey Arena that was heard in our committee. It's included. It's not ranked in our priorities because we had requested that the funding come out of the Amateur Sports Commission budget, not the higher education budget. In regard to the University of Minnesota, there, again, we've included all the recommendations as the university had put forward here, with a couple changes again. The ranking order changed. The committee felt that the Academic Health Center next to Heber was the highest priority, and there was just some slight reshuffling with the next three projects. The Morris project, we recommended that only the biomass portion of that be done and not the football stadium. We thought that the university could find the resources within or seek additional private dollars to do that. On the next two projects, the Duluth School of Business and the Carlson School expansion in Minneapolis, we decreased the appropriation to $1 million each. They recommended or requested for the Duluth project, I think it was 1.6, and for Minneapolis was 1.4. They've been raising private dollars. We lowered it to $1 million and requested that they're directed them to raise additional private funds to make up for that portion. And the last item that we changed was the Duluth Rec Center, Rec Sports Edition. Originally, the university had requested $8 million. The total project cost was $12 million. The students' portion was going to make up $4 million. We felt it appropriate that the students pay a third of that, the University of Minnesota cover a third of that, and then the state would pick up a third of that cost as well. So we requiring the university to pick up a third of that. The last item there is genomics lab. Again, that was an item that our committee heard and recommends, but that too would come out of a different committee recommendation. That'd be the Jobs Finance Committee. I will add that the top priorities in both systems were the HEPA request. That traditionally has been the highest request coming out of the Higher Education Committee, and we again think that is one of the greater needs to first maintain and do some of the projects that have been waiting, maintaining the structures and the facilities that we have. So with that, that's kind of a rough overview of the process, but overall our committee focused more on the classrooms, on the science labs, and felt that was our greatest need within the bonding request this session. So with that, I can take any questions that the committee may have.
Questions by committee members? Representative Stang, notice on the bottom of the page, says the Committee on Higher Education Finance gives positive recommendation to the University of Minnesota Mayo Clinic Partnership, requests that the project be funded through Jobs and Economic Development Finance. How are you going to do that, Representative Stang?
Well, Mr. Chair, that was a
That's not your committee. How do you recommend that somebody else fund it?
Well, they recommended actually to us. They Representative Gunther came to our committee and asked that it be funded through his portion, and we said any other University of Minnesota items that they would like to fund out of their budget, we would be more than happy to endorse for them. We did have a hearing on that obviously has direct impact on the University of Minnesota. The nature of the recommendation by the governor was that it was a jobs and economic development issue. They have indicated that future funding for that they would like to see come out of that jurisdiction as well, making it more of a jobs issue than a higher education issue, but obviously impacting.
Well, Representative Stang, that's not the way the governor recommended it be funded.
Mr. Chair, I apologize. I assume that that's what he did. I thought it was included in that.
The governor governor's legislation says that this money will be directed to the regents, the University of Minnesota.
Mr. Chair, we actually requested the funding be given to the University of Minnesota. We just the nature of this request was that this committee we did not put it in place of any of our rankings within the University of Minnesota with their request. So that was the nature of the recommendation, not necessarily that the dollars go through that department. It was just more that they, however this committee decides on budget numbers or targets, so to speak, for individual committee areas, we didn't want this to compete with the other University of Minnesota requests. So that was the nature of that request.
Okay. Any other questions of Representative Stang? If not, thank you. Thank you very much, Representative Stang. Appreciate your committee's work. Is there a representative here from the University of Minnesota Student Association? Please come forward, members. My oversight, when the MNSCU was here to present their bonding recommendations, the Student Association wanted to make comment, and I adjourned the meeting before they had the opportunity to do that, so I apologize for that, and if you could just give us your name and who you represent and give us your testimony.
All right. Thank you very much for this opportunity, extended opportunity. My name is Becky Rothmeyer. I'm currently a student at St. Cloud State, and today I'm representing the Minnesota State University Student Association, and this represents approximately 70,000 students attending the seven different state universities in Minnesota. But students need universities that are filled with quality buildings and cutting-edge technology and facilities. And the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities is asking the legislature for approximately $275 million in bonding money to fund this. The first priority is to take care of the buildings that we already have. MNSCU has requested $100 million to be used for repairs and maintenance of these buildings, and a lot of these buildings really need repair. Roofs are falling in, different things like that, and the money hasn't been there in the past. Right now, there are buildings with leaky roofs, old mechanical and electrical systems that may not be up to code, and fire sprinklers to be installed. It's essential to the health and safety of students on our universities and everything like that to be able to get this money to just have working buildings. For the other $175 million requested for new projects across the system, our students need to be prepared to enter the workforce, and they need to have updated environments to work in and things like that. For example, the nursing shortage in the state is a great concern, and the students need to be trained with the equipment that's being used right now and the equipment that will be used in the future, because otherwise they're coming in without the proper training for this type of work. The requested funds for new building projects will help pay for new classroom space, science labs, and technology that is essential to the state's higher education and the future of the state, benefiting the citizens and everything within the state. MSUSA supports full funding of the bonding list as it was prepared by MNSCU. The list was compiled after great input and consideration from many different interested parties and was prepared like in a particular order because of that. All the projects on the list are important, but they have been prioritized by those who know the system of MNSCU best and the universities in this state, and we support MNSCU's recommendations. We hope you will support our state students by providing them with the best learning environment possible. Thank you.
Ms. Rothmeyer, did you receive a copy of the list as it was recommended by the Higher Education Finance Committee?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, there's some deviations and some changes from the way that both MNSCU and the University of Minnesota made their list. So, do you have any comments with regard to the list that has been recommended by the Higher Education Finance Committee?
I just have just to say that, you know, MNSCU spent a lot of time working on this, had a lot of input from the different entities that were involved in it. And I think that the list that came up, the priorities, were really important for the system itself. And so I think that sticking to the original MNSCU list is the most important part of that. So,
Ms. Rothmeyer, forgive my ignorance, but do students have any input in that process of which capital projects move forward and how they are ranked in the process?
I don't have exactly the answer to that. I know on campus specific, we do talk about the projects as they come up on campuses, what's most important for, say, St. Cloud State, what the most important projects are to students there. But I can get information back to you also on official consultation.
Is there a MNSCU representative that could respond? I guess, as I said, since I broached the subject, I should probably try to find the correct answer. Welcome, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, good afternoon, members. For the tape, I'm Alan Johnson from Minnesota State College and University. To the question about student involvement, the representative from MSUSA is correct that at each institution, it may vary from school to school, but at each institution, students generally are involved in the facilities planning process and then in the consultation process as projects are brought forward. When projects are submitted to the Office of the Chancellor and they are evaluated and the priority lists are beginning to evolve, one of the important points is the public hearings that the Board of Trustees organizes and undertakes. There were three public hearings this last year for this bonding bill. Each president and staff and students as well have an opportunity to testify in front of the board and the chancellor in formulating the ultimate list. So that's how that part of the consultation process takes place.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Are there any questions or additional questions for Ms. Rothmeyer? Any additional questions? If not, thank you very much, Ms. Rothmeyer. Appreciate your taking time to come down and give us the perspective of the Student Association. Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Stang, was there any explanation why on Minsky you changed the order? I'm looking here. The system rank, you follow the system rank all the way down to number 9, and then you the system rank number 10 would have been system-wide lab renovations, and you put in Bemidji and Fergus Falls prior to system-wide. You know, is there a reason why that changed around?
Mr. Chair, Representative Mahoney, we went through a ranking process in our committee where every member was able to rank the items in their priority order, and we did lowest score, and we put them in that order, and then that is where they fell. And then in committee on Wednesday, yesterday, we had the ability to offer amendments and changes. We did, the way the rankings fell, I believe we did, there was one amendment to flip-flop, maybe two items. I can't recall which they were, but I think it was science lab and workforce training classrooms. But it was essentially the will of the committee that put them in that order.
Thank you.
If there's no further questions regarding the Higher Education Committee's recommendations, we'll move on to the recommendations from the State Government Finance Committee. Representative Haas. Representative Haas. No, you can't run. You can't hide. Thank you, Representative Stang.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Haas, the recommendations from the State Government Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. First of all, we feel very strongly as a committee for the World War II Memorial, which is $500,000 to get that completed, and that is our top priority. Second, we look at military affairs. Due to the military situation that we have soldiers overseas, we need to make sure our facilities and our training areas are up to speed in that, so we have made the recommendations there as our second priority. Number three is the CAP board. We have improvements and restoration work that we have to do over at the Capitol, not only to the rotunda but the third floor. We have water seeping in, which is causing damage to the structure that has to be repaired. The fourth one is this statewide capital preservation for our state buildings. We're recommending $4 million there. Asset preservation for admin properties, we're looking at $6 million as our next priority. Then we drop down to individual bills. We have Representative Fuller's Bemidji Hockey Arena. We feel very strongly about that because the regional significance of that project and the impact on the area up there it'll have, we felt that that was a very worthwhile project to do. It's not just benefiting the school, it's benefiting the whole region. Our seventh recommendation, and we're still working on the numbers, members, is the agency relocation for DHS, the health, and the ag building. When all those agencies merge into one in the new building, we're recommending $8 million for moving expenses, and we're working with admin to continue to refine those numbers because we have some questions on it, but that is a general fund expense. We were neutral on several items that we felt that you know, you as a committee could make a decision on those items, and we'd leave it with that, and that's our recommendations. Questions?
Committee members, Representative Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Haas, why would not the volleyball center in Rochester, Minnesota, have significant impact regionally or statewide?
Representative, like hockey.
We had quite a discussion with members on that, and they felt that that facility received some money not too long ago to build the first phase, and thus they felt that there was a greater need in the Bemidji area for this arena.
Well, Mr. Chairman, a follow-up, Representative Haas.
Representative Haas,
if we did a first phase, why don't we ever do the second phase when we do things? That's the first question. And, you know, Bemidji already has a hockey rink.
Mr. Chair and Representative Haas.
Representative Haas.
I agree, they have a hockey arena, but the facility, have you been there and seen it? It is not a very good arena. It's outdated. It is not serving the needs of the area. You look at the locker rooms. They don't. The locker rooms are a curtain across the hallway for the teams to change. They have the handicapped access is a board ramp that you sit behind, almost behind the goalie. That's their handicap access seating area. It is just so outdated, it just does not fit the facility. And thus, this would be a multi-purpose building up there also, not just for hockey. It would be used year-round for other events. So it would be an asset to the region, just like the Rochester Volleyball Center was an asset to the region down there when it was first phased in. Why we're not funding the second phase, we just felt strongly that, and this committee can change the recommendations that they want. That's your prerogative. But we felt strongly that, you know, that one is up and running and doing okay, that the Bemidji Hockey Arena was more of a significant priority for us to recommend as we go forward.
Representative Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Haas, just so you are aware, I've had quite a few Bemidji students in my office over the past 2 weeks, several emails from students of Bemidji and several discussions with staff at Bemidji, and their preference adamantly has been that they get Bridgman Hall. That's what they want. That is something that's education. That's important. They did not request the hockey rink. They did not think it was something that they'd put all their marbles in and go for. They really want Bridgman Hall. And I flat out asked them if you had a choice, which one would you take? And they said, we want Bridgman Hall. It's for the kids. It's for education. Just so you are aware of that.
Okay.
Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, Representative Haas. Representative Haas.
That's right. We get messed up all the time. He gets my calls. I get his.
Just to follow up, on the Rochester Volleyball Center, what was the second phase of that? I mean, was there? I'm going to assume there was a build-in. How much was that particular second phase, so that we could actually be completed with the project then?
Mr. Chair and Representative Mahoney, let me just see. There it is. The expansion was for more bathrooms, some locker room space. They would be adding some more courts, lobby, vestibule, okay, things like that. So it wasn't, it's more, you know, go down the list. They'll be using public restrooms, locker rooms, weight training room, office, media center, conference room, stairs, lobby, vestibule, and a high-intensive training center. That's what they were adding.
Representative Haas, what was the requested amount?
$3.2 million.
And Mr. Chair, if I might.
Representative Mahoney.
And what was the request for Bridgman Hall? Up at Bemidji.
We, Mr. Chair and Representative Mahoney, we do not deal with
you didn't have that one.
No, that's higher ed.
Representative Stang,
Mr.
Chair, want to respond to Representative Mahoney's question about Bridgman Hall?
Mr. Chair, Representative Mahoney, Bridgman Hall is $10 million, and it's number 10 on our Minsky ranking.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Anderson.
No, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker,
I'm
yes.
I'm just the chairman here.
I'm still on the floor. I'm sorry about that. Mr. Chairman, Representative Haas.
Take over.
I've got a number of cities in my area that would like to have a hockey arena, period. And it's kind of surprising me to see that if one city like Bemidji has already got a hockey arena, why we give them a second one. So I'm concerned that we're overdoing it. Where there are other cities in my area and across the state that would like to have a hockey arena. And so I'm just concerned about why we're putting a second arena in. I understand what you're saying, that there's renovations and stuff that have to be done, or that your hockey arena is in bad repair, but I'd rather see it renovated and put back in good shape rather than get a second one. Just a comment. Representative Haas.
Representative Anderson, this really is beyond renovation on this one. If you may want to visit with Representative Fuller on it, and he can show you the pictures and that, but it really is quite the facility is just way outdated, and it just does not fit the needs, and that is why they need it. They also hold regional tournaments for state hockey up there. They have a lot of hockey leagues that play there. It's just they just need the space in this new arena so they can continue to be a player and, you know, bring these tournaments in there.
Representative Anderson, you have a further question? Representative Stang.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. It's actually somewhat in response to Representative Anderson's question. I'm amazed. I think this is the first discussion we've had on the Bemidji Hockey Arena where Representative Fuller isn't the one leading the discussion. But there is another issue with the hockey arena as well, with the college in their Division One status. The facility right now, if they did not do something, they potentially could lose the ability to be in Division One hockey, which is a significant item for not only that university, but it does then carry over into some of the local initiatives as well for student hockey and the youth hockey that takes place. So it's a combination of both. Plus, as Representative Haas has mentioned, the issue with just the condition of it is not suitable for renovation at this time.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Stang, you say that Bemidji wants to go to Division One. Are they Division Three now?
Mr. Chair, Representative Anderson, they're Division One now, but they could potentially lose that standing unless they replace the arena.
Oh, Mr. Chair, Representative Stang, my son plays for Division Three hockey, for Division Three team right now, and I think it's a great place to be, so I wouldn't see where they lost their position as Division One, that it would be a major loss, but that's just my comment.
Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So is this Bemidji Hockey Arena going to go on Bemidji College campus?
Mr. Chair, Representative Mahoney, yes, right next to the old one.
So, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mahoney.
Representative Stang, wouldn't this fall under Minskew? I mean, if it's a college hockey facility, even if it's got a couple Pee Wee leagues or bar leagues in it, why is it coming out of state government and not out of yours? I mean,
Mr. Chair.
Representative Stang.
Representative Haas?
It's similar to the process used for the St. Cloud Hockey Arena, the Hockey Center in St. Cloud. It went through the Amateur Sports Commission at that time. I think that was in the mid-90s. I don't know the time frame. So that was the same route at that time as what this one is using. So it has been done before.
Representative Mahoney, is just a little like University of Minnesota Mayo project. The University of Minnesota doesn't seem to want it, but we had that discussion too. So we've got a hockey rink that Minskew doesn't want, but they want. So
I'm starting to see it much clearer now, Mr. Chair.
It's all coming into focus, isn't it? Representative Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Haas, somewhat on the same line. I know that the Amateur Sports Commission has been brought up, but that was not an Amateur Sports Commission project. However, the completion of the National Volleyball Center was the only Amateur Sports Commission project. If I'm reading this right, your committee is recommending that that project not be funded, and you've made a determination in your committee. I mean, it seems like that if you're going to do the other, if you have a legitimate amateur sports commission, how can you not at least recommend it, let it have a chance to stay alive?
Mr. Chair and Representative Bradley.
Representative Haas.
Committee members thought that the hockey arena was a needed replacement, and that since Rochester recently received funding in a, what I think it was 96 or 98 for the volleyball center, that facility could hold its own for another bonding cycle while we got this one going. That was the thought process.
Representative Haas, did Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission submit any recommendations to the State Government Finance Committee?
Mr. Chair, their only recommendation was the volleyball center.
No. Did the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission make any recommendations?
Mr. Chair, the
Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission is a state agency, and therefore any agency recommendations had to go through the Department of Finance. So were there any Department of Finance recommendations that had been submitted by the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission?
No. What they were doing was the Amateur Sports Commission endorsed this project.
Okay.
But did not, you're correct, they did not recommend it.
Did the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission provide any, I see that there's also the Bloomington Ski Jump on the list. Did they speak to that project also?
No, Representative Segrin stood on her own on that one.
Representative Hausman.
I can speak to the Amateur Sports Commission because I approached them because I had some ideas, and my understanding was that they were instructed by the governor's office not to seek funding this year, that the governor had other priorities. So this did actually surprise me a little bit that we now have a project, although I'm assuming it did not come from them since they did indicate to me that they had.
Well, I think most members of this body know that the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission always surprises me in terms of what they're doing. So,
I don't think this is their surprise. I think this is our surprise.
Yes.
I'm just the messenger, Mr. Chair.
You shouldn't say that in this committee.
We shoot the messengers.
I know.
Mr. Chair, could I just ask an
Representative
question?
Hausman.
Then we are all straddling other committees right now, and of course I understand I now have missed higher ed, and had a couple of questions, and I don't know since the chair is here whether after we finish here whether he might be open to just one or two more.
You can visit Representative Stang in his office, I think, anytime. I'm sure he'll make time available. Representative Haas, just a clarification on your list that you presented to the committee. The Ford building demolition, parking, just says parking. I don't quite understand what that refers to. Parking user financing and the cooperative local facilities grants, your committee gave a negative recommendation to all of those projects.
Correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Representative Haas? There are no other questions. Thank you, Representative Haas. We appreciate your committee's work.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
And now that we've zeroed out the Bemidji hockey rink, we can move on. The minutes. Representative Anderson moves the minutes from the March 3rd meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions to the minutes of March 3rd? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those who are opposed. Minutes are adopted. Meeting adjourned, members.